Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the AIW Gauntlet for the Gold winner for 2023. He's going to have a match against Matt Cardona for the AIW Absolute Championship at AIW Absolution. This man could be the next AIW Absolute Champion. We're going to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah Bronner is joining us now. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How y'all feeling this morning?
Doing great.
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. How are you feeling coming off Gauntlet for the Gold and the big victory in the gauntlet, the over the top rope, and also just pinfall elimination, the big gauntlet victory at AIW?
Relieved. coming off of a significant injury, so it was like the first 30 seconds being in the ring was I would say scary or whatever, but once I got through those first few movements, I was fine. But relief, really grateful, thankful for the opportunity. So just really excited, looking forward to the future.
Fans were really excited to hear your music again. They were almost in disbelief. I think you got them that time. Were you surprised that they were surprised?
Yeah. I didn't know what the response was going to be. When I told Thorne I was gonna come back that Saturday, I was like, "Oh, should I change the music just to keep them so they don't know?" And it's like, "Nah, just keep it the same. Like, you condition them with that music, whatever." So, like, the response, it surprised me. So, but I'm happy. So, good response. So, I'm happy with that.
Did you think Derek Dillinger was going to take the Paul London bump when you eliminated him off the apron?
No. man, he wild. Because I wouldn't have took this. But, man, he a team player, man. It looked amazing. He said he was all right, but it looked like he wasn't. So,
How was the injury rehab process for you and missing? I think you missed a couple months. Like, how was that whole process and just getting back to be ready to go again?
It sucked because I had ruptured my right Achilles in 21 twice. So when the injury happened, it felt the same, like the pop. I couldn't feel like the bottom, like my heel. I couldn't feel my foot. And I still had to catch Cardona. Like, it was like literally right before I caught him. So I couldn't feel my foot, but I caught him and I just couldn't get up after that. Immediately, I just sitting there. I didn't want to go through the process over again. But after like the first week, like not even the first week, after that next Saturday, I just went right back to the gym. I had the walking boot on for a couple weeks and I just went through it, man. I watched the same Adrian Peterson and Kobe Bryant videos every day. Every time I went to the gym, I watched the same two videos every day for the last 8 weeks. So I'm just trying to find different motivation. My girlfriend, she was a huge part. Jocelyn Navarro, she was a huge part in my rehab process. So the first couple of weeks was like really rough, and she was there, you know, speaking motivation into me or telling me I can do it. So, probably third or fourth week, it started trending better. It healed a lot faster than I thought. Still rehabbing it and stuff, but It got better a lot fast. I wasn't supposed to come back to December. So got lucky.
It's May. Isaiah, it's May. You said December?
Yeah.
It is May.
Yeah. Got lucky, man.
So then at what point in the rehab process were they just like, you're way ahead and you're looking good for May?
They didn't initially. Like, after I had evaluation 2 weeks after the injury, and they did an ultrasound on like the back of my calf and my heel, and they didn't see where the tear was. So they couldn't give me a concrete answer on exactly what was torn or what was going on. So after like 2 weeks, I was out the boot. I was walking with like a heel lift in my shoes. After like another week, I took one out. And after the fourth week, I was out of heel lifts, was walking, still had like a little limp. The rehab, like each rehab session, like it got stronger. My balances got better. So like a week ago, like everything kind of felt like almost back to normal. So, but I'm not going to stop. You know, I'm going to keep going to rehab just to be on the safe side. But it healed a lot faster than I thought.
Was there any, I'm a big music guy. Was there any like music or anything that other than motivational stuff that was helping you kind of push on or keeping you, you know, during your rehab, keeping you focused, keeping you excited?
Oh yeah. Lloyd Banks, just dropped another album. So, that came out like right on time. He was 50 Cent guy, Tupac, Nipsey Hussle, Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher. So I keep those guys like heavy in the rotation, Kendrick Lamar. So anything that drops pretty much is in rotation.
Favorite 50 Cent song?
Mini Man.
Ah, there we go. The Guns use that. The Guns on AEW, yeah. When they came out to that. That's one of the best entrances ever.
Yeah. That was, it caught me off guard, but that was, yeah. That was really dope though.
Last year at Gauntlet for the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gold, I was there and you wrestled Eddie Kingston. What was it like sharing the ring with Eddie Kingston? And that was a hard hitting affair. And this was kind of my introduction to you. Is I'm not too versed in the Northeast scene until I moved here. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to this show. Love Eddie Kingston. And I found you. I was like, oh man, this dude's awesome. But what was it like sharing the ring with Eddie Kingston for that match?
Oh, thank you. It was dope. Like, in and out the ring. Like, he dropped a lot of like knowledge on me. I learned a lot that whole day. Just, you know, not just in the ring. It was amazing. Like, I would watch the match back and just hear all like the advice he gave me, the critiques, and you know, just watch the match back and apply it to that. It was a hell of an experience. Like, I was really looking forward to that one, and I'm really hoping, I don't care where, like, we get to do it again.
Same question, but we're going to go a month earlier when you took on Minoru Suzuki, another guy who can hit hard and I assume teach you a lot.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. I was cool like up until that point, and then I got in the ring, and Jake Clemens was the ref. And he was like, just taking in, just, you know, taking in. I'm like, I'm cool, man. And then Suzuki music hit. And it was like a whole different experience. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, I got out the ring and just like took it all in. And man, that did so much for me because that made me really understand less is more. And like, I heard that a lot, but that match, like it really settled in for me. And a lot of things stuck with that match because I don't feel we did that much, but what we did, everything made sense and everything had a purpose. So that was very huge. I'm so grateful and thankful for that opportunity.
The big question when it comes to Eddie Kingston is, did you guys bury James Dolan in your talks?
Nah, we didn't. He's a good guy, man. We didn't.
Eddie Kingston didn't say mean things about James Dolan, the New York Knicks owner. Eddie Kingston said nothing bad about James Dolan. I don't know if I believe this.
Not to me. yeah, he kind of, I think he like brushed off the Knicks. I think we was talking about sports. And he said the Knicks, and then he just walked away. So
he's not a Knicks fan. I mean, he is a Knicks fan, but being a Knicks fan means you also just hate the Knicks as well. That's typically how it goes.
Here it is here, so maybe it changed, but it probably didn't, but you know.
Did you plan the hire accordingly? Did you plan to wear all green knowing that you were on a show called In the Weeds? I just got to ask that.
Nah.
I like the fit, so I'm just saying. Go ahead, Jeremy.
AEW wrestling both times in Michigan. What were those experiences like, and how did those two matches come together?
I did OWA, and Sean Dean was on the card. I wrestled Mysterious Q, and after their match, he just told me to send him hit him up. And I went down to Texas after that for AEW. I didn't get on the card, but they put me on the card in Michigan Michigan twice, Detroit and Grand Rapids. It was a tremendous experience just to see how a company that big works. And then being put out there to work with the talent that we got to for that company on that platform, and then to do it at home, it was amazing. Like, I've never been in front of a crowd that big, even if it was right before the show started. It to me, it still looked like it was filled up both times. So it was dope, man. It was a tremendous experience. Everybody I worked with was like professional. Classy, so nothing but good things to say about those experiences.
I tend to ask all the wrestlers who appear on the show about working a television style product versus an independent show style product. Which do you prefer, or are you still enjoying learning the ropes of working a TV show style wrestling?
I enjoy it. Going to OVW kind of conditioned me to start working more towards doing stuff for TV and trying to apply that, even doing indie shows, locating camera and knowing what to do and why you're doing it. So it kind of carries over until when you get those opportunities to be on TV. So I would love to have more opportunities to be on TV and to work that style, but just make the most of each and every opportunity I get, whether it's indies or mainstream. I'm just looking forward to all of them.
You've wrestled a lot of UWFI rules matches. And how do you feel about those matches? Any interest in doing something like Bloodsport? Because I think you'd be a great fit there.
Yeah, I'm interested in Bloodsport. I was hoping I would get an opportunity this year, but the injury happened. But hopefully down the line I get a chance. The UWFI, it was cool. It would be something like I won't do, like I wouldn't want to continuously do. I would like to try to space it out. It works for me because it's not that much thinking involved. For me it's just full instinct, whatever. And it's close to fighting or MMA as you don't get in professional wrestling, so it's cool with me. it was cool. It opened my brain to a different way of thinking and applying it to wrestling. So thankful for Paradigm for giving me the opportunity as well.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to switch to basketball, and I know you have no interest in that, Joel. I was going to get a prediction. It looks like we're headed toward Heat and Nuggets here in the finals, unless something. Wait, why are you mad at this? Why are we mad at this, Isaiah?
I came to Gauntlet, like, Lakered up. Like, I had the Kobe, the throwback Adidas on. Me and my guy Ronald Two Legs, we was like, oh, this is, we gonna take this game. They should be up 2-1 at the. I get ready to go to the ring, 83-82. I come out, they lose like 11, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm cool with Miami because I didn't think Boston. I didn't believe in Boston this year, to be honest with you. I don't think Jason Tatum's a true number one. I believe more in Jaylen Brown than I do Jason Tatum. This is me personally. And then I don't think they have the proper supporting cast to get them to the NBA Finals. So I'm not surprised that Miami's doing what they're doing. Like, Eric Spoelstra don't get enough credit. But I just can't rock with the Nuggets. Like, I just... It's hard for me to accept, like, if they win a championship, it's hard for me to accept that. Like, I haven't accepted the Bucks winning a championship.
But why are we doubting the two-time MVP Nikola Jokic here, Isaiah?
I mean, he's a hell of a player. He just don't do it for me.
Very disappointing to hear. Jokic, one of the absolute, Jamal Murray, the flamethrower. Look, if LeBron and Anthony Davis could show up in a fourth quarter, then maybe the Lakers can win a game.
If they, D'Angelo Russell stopped shooting the ball, like, but, you know. I mean,
if D'Angelo Russell just be off the court, period, because he ain't shooting the ball well, he ain't defending, he ain't doing nothing out there.
Well, what he's doing is he's going to get Kyrie there, so. I guess we got next year.
Is that good? Is that good though? Do you want Kyrie?
For these situations, yes.
You might not get to this point if you have Kyrie out there though. That man, he is what he is when it comes to off court stuff.
I heard either him or they might try to make a trade for Trae Young. So I don't know.
I mean, Trae Young, his defense is going to be his defense, but at least he. Offensively, still very good. I'm a big believer in Trae Young still.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at that. Kyrie just comes with a lot of things that
you don't need.
His track record speaks for itself when it comes to all these destinations he's been. So Trae Young, a little bit. I can buy that one a little bit more.
We're going to see, man. But I'm going to watch briefly tonight. So it might be like a lot of angry tweets firing off tonight.
I hear that's what gets you engagement anyway. Like, not you, but just in general.
Yeah, it's very fresh. It's been a very frustrating series for me, so.
Can I shift back to wrestling? Or are
we Yes, still- you can go back to wrestling.
It's up to you. I don't know. I want to shift back. Once upon a time, you said in an interview that your dream match is against RVD. Hasn't happened yet, as far as I can tell, but you are currently working with Bill Alfonso in AIW. Are you still after RVD as a dream match? Is there anyone else that you're wanting as a dream match for your future?
Oh yeah, like RVD is just number one. I guess like one of my all time favorites. I know you don't take that many bookings, but I'm holding out hope. If I got the rest of Suzuki, I'm holding out hope for RVD. The other person, Jacob Fatu, like he is like extremely dope to me. I've been watching him like since he started MLW, and just the stuff he does for somebody his size and everything. Like, he's legit. He seems like a real good dude, cool dude. So like those two is right up there.
You're gonna be facing Matt Cardona at Absolution. How much does that guy suck?
Thank you. I respect the hustle because honestly, I didn't think he was going to last as long as he did on the indies. He knows how to market himself, but I'm just like my focus. I want a Larry to tan off of him. So that's my focus is getting that title. Yeah, like I don't have much nice to say about him. And I want for the top just really looking forward to Absolution. So,
you might need
you,
to.
You could say whatever you would like about him. Josh Bishop has been on here burying him and for the.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, he's called Stiffy McGee and everything. Josh is going in Autumn. I try to get everybody to talk shit about Matt Cardona. I think it's hilarious.
He just looks scared. Right. He's like one of those people that talks, just keeps talking. And, you know, like the few moments we had in there, he like he was going to shit himself. So
there's the clickbait headline, everybody.
He just tried to sneak me after the gauntlet, and he got F5. And Absolution ain't going to be nowhere to run. Like, however long I decide the match is going to go, I'm just going to beat the hell out of him and then send him wherever you want to go with the my arm print in his chest from the lariat.
You are a man who hits very hard. And to circle back to the Eddie Kingston match, after that match, I was very worried about both of you guys because you beat Tar. You came back for the gauntlet for the gold that night, and I thought you were injured after that because you guys were just going at each other. Big meaty men slapping meat on that one. Who has hit you the hardest?
Kingston, Suzuki, Calvin Tankman, Bishop.
I got one more on my bingo card. I'm waiting for you to say it.
You gonna say Dom?
Hoodfoot.
Yeah. And UWFI fights. Yeah. Yeah, but that's like top four, top five right there. Yeah, but I enjoy it. Like, if I give it up, I'm expecting to take it. And I tell people, like, you better hit me hard or, you know. But I expect it. I enjoy it, man. I love it.
When it comes to your injury and you weren't supposed to be back until December, are you kind of taking things slow when it comes to in-ring work instead of, okay, I'm trying to wrestle every single week, you know, twice a week type of things? Are you trying to manage that by maybe being a little bit more selective with the bookings you do take?
For like the next couple of weeks, probably a little selective. I'm at C4. I'll ride up to C4 and see what happens. So I don't know if I'm working there or not. But it's just pretty much selective, just going off how I feel. I'm just trying to get everything back to where I feel. And I'm looking to crank it up probably like the middle of June and just go back to like normal schedule, try to add some more dates on. So probably like middle of June, I'm looking to take back off.
Isaiah, I want to thank you for joining us today, man. Really, really appreciate it. Everyone, go check out Gauntlet for the Gold. It is up on Fight Plus on that service out there, AAW Gauntlet for the Gold. And you know, good luck against Matt Cardona, beating the hell out of him. Let everybody know where they can find you at on socials and where they can find you at. You just mentioned some upcoming shows, but go ahead and plug those again.
Appreciate y'all for having me. Thank y'all first and foremost. Y'all can catch me, Isaiah Broner 313 on Instagram, Isaiah Broner on Twitter and Facebook, YouTube, merch stores, ProWrestlingTees.com, Isaiah Broner. Trying to think. Also, I'm wearing my girl t-shirt. Jocelyn Navarro. Go to her merch store. Go to her page, Joss_E_ Navarro. AIW, Fight TV, Fight Plus, Black Label, C4, just to name a few, Mr. Chainsaw, Pro Wrestling. I'm looking to be any and everywhere. So looking at June, looking to add more bookings, hit me up. And thank y'all again for having me. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Joel, are you going to the C4 show?
I can't make it because it's in Ottawa and I'm in Toronto, but I do want to make it out to C4 because it's my hometown. I would love to go to a show, and every time I watch it, I'm like floored by the production, the crowd, everything. And I know you've worked C4 a couple times, so I mean, I don't need to tell you, Isaiah, what that experience was like.
It's dope, man. Hopefully you can come out soon.
Would love to.
Will you beat him up at the show?
Yeah, we bring like a separate camera and we'll do like a Patreon.
Yeah, we definitely get some money out of it. Chop him, body slam him. I don't care. I just want to see him get hit.
Yeah, we'll set something up like special Patreon exclusive.
There we go. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you, Isaiah. All right. Thank you, man.
Cheers. Thanks, Isaiah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.